We hold him a simple kuf yutes. So Zayin, Mechavah starts off with 2 points. There are things that a person's mumur is there, is mumur l'kol tarkula. The things that mumur l'chad is not mumur to other things. First, what is mumur l'zeh? That's mumur l'kol tarkula. That means basically a person does this avera. If he has a get a mamash of a goy, he has no namonot of your l'shchita that's also yayin the case of yayin nesach. So Mechavah brings down 3 different cases. One case is being down a case where a person's evil avoid zara. That speaks out the shakovir, the place being down, who in the case of he's someone who's nasa yain avoid zara, nichli get of evil avoid zara. The second case is someone who's mechal shabbos b'fahesia. Now, what's the word b'fahesia mean? Says the people going to the bay is being down to a shore. It means a situation where either it's done in front of 10 people or he knows it can be with sparsim. Therefore, the shabbos has been shimpei had being down, that's to get over here what's kill Shabbos for Hesio, 10 people, or you know it's being Mepharsim. And there is a shalom of the Gdol HaChoyim, when someone is Shabbos for Hesio, is it Dafka by an Isser Dereiso? Even in the case of an Isser Drabon, Machalikis, the people are going to get in some bays, bring down a couple of Cholom over there. One brings down to a shore, it's Dafka by Gid of Dereiso, he's coming to argue with the Beis Hill. And that's how the Meiser of the Chachmul Zadon Paskins. And Sarashani, the Beis Shemer, says, no, even an Isser Drabon, still, you definitely get it of a mumur la'echad of the Shabbos is mumur l'kol tarkula. So, bigger a mumur l'echad is machlokes is how to look upon it. The gate to rabon or deraisa. Building upon that, there is different questions. On the side, there's someone's a mumur to din rabon on Shabbos. Let's say people is a mumur to mir l'nachri. You tell a guy to do things on Shabbos. There's a mumur for it. For Hesio, is that nichli kaibur on its side that din the rabon? We hold mir l'nachri din rabon. It's a mumur. So myself, Yashiv, the Isma's question, Asher Isha brought down, Zomashim is someone with the question. One time that the whole idea to be mocked with Dr. Lab Shish by myself. Over here, the Iskin Goy to Shmusha in by myself, even on the Tzad, like the base still on the base merit, to be mocked by Mumu Diabolon, but not legate to be unlawful. Someone does be fasted on myself, he's not Mumu Kodar Kulo, or Hashem. I said that Shane discussed the other way, on the Tzad of Mumu, the Kodar Kulo, Dr. Diraiso, what about a person who has a store open? Which is the last couple of rocks, to open on Shabbos. Since it's some safer, since it's makil, numerous reasons. One reason is that everyone knows not to have a store open, is having a store open over here. The other one, nichol the category of a mumul kol tarikula, a gam, only this is a home of Mechel Memker, having a store open. To come down, even though we have the klal, we have a klikis, it was dafka by a mumul kol tarikula, there are protim inside of it. There's an interesting shayla, that people somehow think there's more to tell kids to do things on Shabbos. Kids on Shabbos is the possible Torah at Vidcha Utecha, Shvishis Benoi. Someone who's a mummer and telling his kid to go do something on Shabbos is he now the Shvit Apostle, is Yan Kesi Yan Nesach, he has known the monks over here. He's coming from Strobach, he brings down the kind of brisk, says, Allah is, why not? It's a deraiso, not a deraiso, it's a deraiso. For Nichon, the category of Mamish, and didn't mummer call Tar Kulo. Again, when Strobach Mice himself wants to argue, this point of view wants to say Mice is angry Mice over here, but Echshia, the Mice of the Musa Shavoy, the Ashkenazi Shavuot is people are very light with the kids. Tell them to do things on Shabbos. You can be mamish or mumul kol tarikula. The third dag over here, the Mechaber Gizan, it's also a mumul kol tarikula. Someone who's not maimin b'divur abesenu. What does that mean? I can't explain. Someone's not maimin in Torah Shavuot. Doesn't believe upon that. That means that certain people out there only believe in Torah Shavuot, not Torah Shavuot. And if the category of maim is a mumul kol tarikula, mamish goy. Building upon this, we look at Loch and Elkhan Shabbos, Simon Rish and Zion, the more big Zen of Balamor, that says over there that someone who does not have Shul Shabbos morning is Nichol Geder Apikaris. Why? Because how do we the Psukkim over there? You have to have a fire on Shabbos cooking food, not to have no fire on Shabbos. That means the Korim, the Karaites, actually once met them years ago. They told me on Shabbos, mice, they, I think they're fast, they don't have any fire in the house on Shabbos. So mice have no fire in the house on Shabbos. That's what said Tashim Sab. Torah Shabbat Peh says that's not what it means. It means you cannot create the fire on Shabbos. Therefore, someone's not shoulder Shabbos says, "Yamo adichol gedo alei apikaris." That's what the halacha. That's the mechabel here. Someone's not minor and didn't ever say new. Now, if you don't like shulchan or other reasons why there are heterim out there, otherwise we have to have shulchan Shabbos for Yamo. For those are 3 things the mechabel brings down. Come over the chodim brings down other cases. Some of the mumal kula Torah kula. Come over the Taz earlier in Sif Beis, on Sif Kotan Dalit, and Shachalei says, someone who's a mumur, these cases are daful to everyone. But let's say someone's a mumur lahachas, even for one Avera, I mean, the person usually is with the Evan. On Shabbos, he's smoking with the Evan. Driving cars with the Evan. Let's say he does something, Mamash Lahakis, then the Mobile Kotar Kula. Mobile Kotar, there's a fourth situation. A fifth case, come on the Primogon begins to be bringing the Torah Shar, and our Chaim Kodesh goes this way. Let's say a person is Mobile to Evan for Roiv Mitzvahs. Not for all Mitzvahs. Roiv Mitzvahs, but not Shabbos, not a Void of Zara. Still, come along the Torah Shah and Tanya, still definitely get a Mumul Kalatar Kuloi. Why? Rubai Kuloi. A Kiddush Pshat, Rubai Kuloi. If you Mavazer and you Iker most mitzvahs, Mumul Kalatar Kuloi. A sixth example that I'm going to bring down, again, the Prim Godim of the Torah Shah. He said, let's say a person does a three Averis that everyone knows he can't do before Sam, and still he does it over here. Example of example, there's three cases. Someone, let's say, he wears Shatness. And he cuts off his payas, and he eats the veil. Since he has a chazak over here, Divra is definitely get a mumul kol tar kula. So these are the three of the mechaber, three more of the achreinim. This would definitely get it of a mumul kol tar kula, and get a gate to the shkito, get it to the yayin esach. Now, Baker, what? Don't say. On these cases, Baker, they point out that the asukya. Asukya is sukya namonis. It's brought up more by Riches Sima Beis Sugyo Shkito, and Sima Kuf Nun Ches to get Yain Nain Nesach. Therefore, us, their Chagav, the Chagav will there discuss all the other parameters. That's the Klal Shemoy. These are the six cases. They do discuss the seventh case. We have a Sugya in Pekah Chelek, in Sanhedrin, that discusses what that becomes. Someone who Mavaz at Tamu Chochum. You want to talk to Sima Beis? So Mavaz at Tamu Chochum is Yain Nain Nesach. Are you Mam Shikoy? You have done the Manas? You move them down that side test. The Lozen says someone who mavaz is a moidus. Someone who works in the chalamoid. This is the category of happy kairis. Mumu kotar kulo. Someone gala pun batarish loy kalocho. This is the category of mamish, a person who's not happy kairis over here. So we have a Gemara that somehow seems to apply and say that these people are ilam chenchom habo. The Gemara calls them happy kairis. The question is, do we apply to this halacha over here and design the gate in the monas? They get to the Shechito, they get to the Yain Esach over here. So there's a Maril in Shuva that's brought up with the Bichonish over here. And it comes from a Sugya Be'ikir in Shnaim Oichim, that famous base that the Rishonim will bring down. Over there, it's discussed about the Sugya of Leisachmoid. Leisachmoid means you should not be jealous about somebody else's object over here, or should not desire it. So the Gemara speaks out, let's say a person is a shamer, he found the object and he's washing it for his friend, then he decides to give him money for it to pay for it. Look, it's people think that loisachmoid means b'deloy dami, without paying money. When you pay money, people think it's not even loisachmoid. That means a certain avarice that people do not think it's really an avarice. Certain things might sound mutter. A gamut also gamut, no one holds his mutter. But once people think that way, that takes them out of the pasha being a kosher. Out of the pasha of mevatel than the monos. Therefore, it says my real based on the sugyo, people somehow say, a gamut idea of mevatel tam chochem is gadol avodim nesoi. Now people do not think over here that's such a big area. It's Be'in of Dava Kotun, it's Chuspab Alba, it's Chuspab. Don't speak that way, it's not nice over here. Shlosh Noki, Dava Gunu, it's not Osar Mamish over here. They think that way. Therefore, since they only think that way, his words are, they're not in the Chuspab Alba Choshev. Therefore, Pichonish, Numas Chuspab Alba Bigdan, you say Shavoy, that if you think something is Be'ikir Mutter, a Gamis is the worst thing in the world. We Mamish in case them Apikurus, and Elam Chengel Mabo. So the Eichlam, you won't get Elam Mabo. Shalami, you'll be nifl and get up out of curses. But it does not take away your nemonis, take away the get of being a yid over here. Then they might say, yid, like a true being down over here, chas ben yomen. That's not a shady. Interesting, Gershon Meltzer has an English shade called living halacha. In his English shade, living halacha, it says, very good, that's your Rambam Shito. He points out, but have you looked in the riff in the Avodah Zarah, and the man over there, they pass him not that way. They pass the halacha over there is, first of all, Vazat Tamachacha. Mamish, you have no lemonis. Elam chedolam habo. And Mamish, you case of a grove here. Brought down aloch and simikuf lil ches by the base Yosef and the Dark Moshe. Also, the shach will be passing that way. And therefore, it should be that these people are not in star dominion. Excuse the possible, you're a nesk over here. And then the vaza tal chachom, the loch is, he's Mamish a grove. A grove is not in star dominion. They have to make a problem. Oh, so come on, Gershom goes further. Tell me, who said, but vaza ever come to come in? And the first time always by first is, yeah, he's not a Talmud Chacham. Right? That's always the first words. Right? So always Lashon, yeah, that's MS. And then Talmud Chacham, Mavask, he's not a Talmud Chacham. So first of all, Rav Meltzer goes further, he's on the Chavetz Chaim, the Lashon Shnor, that says, what defines Talmud Chacham is the words that are called of Yidarei. Every generation has their own Talmud Chachamim, and even in this man there, we have Talmud Chachamim. Chavetz Chaim. Further, trying to blame his course, he makes a course through from the why the Ilm seems to be more noble than Hokkal there. Gets about with the question, who said we have Talmud Chacham? He gets about, first, he has to realize it's Chodesh over here, Paschal's Rambam. Not like the Rif of the Ram, that the Shachamites of Paschal's. But when he gets involved with, maybe the Gedom here is not Mavaz Talmud Chacham, that's the person who's Rokkal to Mavaz Talmud Chacham. Now once he gets involved in singing Rogel, what's Rogel? He gets involved in Rogel, Achilles, Elixation, Ashkoshel Shechel. Is it once in 30 days? Is it Abu Chazok there? Which is caused by Riches, Kuftan Zayn? Once he gets over Riches. Then he gets on the Lima's Chosavir, Hakim itself is people to Minyonim, people who are Mavaz and Tabitha Chachamim. And the Ace is very simple. It's very simple. Don't Mavaz and Tabitha Chachamim, and that also Mikhail Torah Shalom Kalacha, and keep Chalavoy, there won't be any problem. But the Mechal Kamal Mavir goes on further and has 2 points. He says, let's say a person does an Avera that's before Sam, besides for these things that a woman calls a Torah Kula, that means, let's say a person does an Avera of eating Chazer, even though the mice it's a problem. At the end of the day, number one, he's Nemon B'Shari Surim, and number two, for Achem, he's also Nemon for Issa Dover. So what does that mean? 2 points. On these two points, again, first, he's Chazer. He's Nemon B'Shari Surim. So we know that already the loch in Simp Hey is someone who is Nem who's choshed on a chomer is choshed on something that's kal. So what does it mean over here is Nemon over here b'shari surim? Says that when or choshuk, what does it mean over here? It means Nemon on the chomer. That means he eats chazer. For somehow is his eyes is kal. Then he's Nemon on the chomer shabai, not vice versa. About to be Nemon something is only what on the something that's more chomer is Nemon, not something that's more kal. Aleph. The second thing over here it says, "B'shalacher is nemon for also for isadaver, also for isadaver." The first, where is that coming from? What's the makar for that? Was pshat. So the basis of the end of the sermon, we did a machlokes yishainim about this concept over here. If he's nemon and for achim and other things over here, even for isadaver, the makar is coming from number one is the Rambam, 3 different Rambams, one in Hilchas Meiser, one in Hilchas Shmito, one in Hilchas Eidus. The Rambam writes over there in Hilchas Meiser. So the person, let's say, he's kosher of Chumas and Maestros. It's kosher. Can I come over to you and tell you that your Paris that you have, that's not mine, Maestros, they're a Marcus Chumas and Maestros. That means for himself, he's not naming his own Paris. He can tell you that you should know that your Paris is totally going to be Marcus. He's Nemon. Says the Machaber, says the Rambam, Maestros, he is Nemon. Why? The more she gets the time, I'm that famous base being down against the sugya of a shepherd. We pass the halacha is a shepherd is a gazlan. So how in the world do we give him our sheep or our animals to be a shepherd for it? I might could take this animal and go to other people's fields and then come to eat over here from their field. It's a gazela. Says Gemara, eat on the mochito v'leiloi. The only time a person does nevero is when he gains out of it. He won't do nevero for your animals, for your things. He gains nothing out of it. Therefore, it comes out that Gam he's a gazlan. There's no isla for either. He give me your animals to go watch. Building upon this, the Rambam, they get his own parish to Chubas and Maishas, he's not Nemon. But say that yours, someone's mafia, Chubas and Maishas, he gains nothing out of it by telling you this fact over here. Therefore, he's Nemon on your parish. Nemon, what? And Achim, even for Isadavar. A second example, the Rambam Hilchos Shmito. Let's say a person is Choshen on Shmito. He has parish in his house. Shmito each tells us he's a Choshen. Can you come over and say about your parents that you got the mice I have to? Yours and mice have no problem with Neva, no problem with Srikim, no Baya. Says the Rambam, mice is Neva. Why? It's not a guarantee. Adam, Chaytiv, Loiloi. Says the third Rambam, Hilchos Eidus. Person wants to know to get the case of Shkito, the animal he has Kosher, or the gets to go of his Kosher over here. Says the Rambam for himself, he's a Kosher. They get to you, they get to Chulin, say, Chulin, mice is Motor. Adam, Chaytiv, Loiloi. So you have a Yisrael, but again, he's a Kosher. For others, the Geit Achim, Maisa's Motor. This idea, the Rambam, is brought by the Rav, the Rajbo, the Ram, Rivosh, all the Rishonim. Asad HaShani, the Ravid in all three places, in Maisa, and in Shemitah, and Aegis, he came to argue the point, says, not the way, the Choshe, the Choshe. Who cares if it's Isidover, not Isidover? If it's Vachim, not Vachim, and then Maisa, he's a Choshe. So we have a Choshe from Rishonim, we're talking about the Vestation at the end of the sermon. Aloha, a person's Choshe, is he Nemon for others for Isidover? So number one, we have a shackle this to come chesi passing away is nemon bichodesh kach mazodim or choshulchan to rest. Almost they passed this way. That's clear over here on Siv Zayin. However, you have to get to the last taz at the end of the signal here. The long taz over here. The second half of the taz, you come up and argue the point. It's not that way. Yes, we have to get to his rayas, his cash over here. Why is the taz disagrees? And if the green over here on Siv Zayin disagrees with the halacha. So number one, this concept over here, machlokes shoinim. Number two is machlokes taz and shach. Number three, even according to the shach, and which place will Maisa Wabi make, and say someone's choshen is never for achim, but is it over, Maisa shach gives a couple of limitations. There's four limitations, three in the shach over here, one in the shach later on. Number one, he says, this idea that he's never for others, said the shach is only negate to Isser, not negate to Mom. Speaks out of the shach, why? To the end of the day, he's a rosha. He's a choshen, he's a rosha. Negate to the monist for Momin, what type calls you rosha, it's ladies. That's Aleph. Second speaks out of the Shach. If you're saying for others, but it's nice in the gear to him, he can't have a note of it. Also, he's not now. For example, he says, let's say this is the Isha. The question to get to the thing, Aedis on the Isha over here, to make her either a Pluyo or an Aesis Ish. That's not the gear to him. So it is, because maybe it's a Pluyo, you can marry her. Or if she's an Aesis Ish, make her an Aesis Ish, also the gear to him, but maybe he might be Lubian Taku. He enjoys that she's an Israel. I have enjoyed that aspect. We do something that's also here. David, what's the negate to him? Like, I'm a Sacharim maker, also to your master. A third thing says the Shach in the middle of here, it's only a case with a Choshev. But let's say it's a case over here as a Mord, you know, he's a Mord over here, or a Mummer over here, also a case over here to be a master. So again, we have three limitations over here in this Chal over here that sounds like if you have any gaining out of it, or he's a Chazokah that he makes mistakes over here, as a Choshev over here, might say he's not Nemelagam negate to Achayim over here. A fourth limitation, come over to Chavastas, one time is look at that in case we meet the woman look to ever. In case we meet the Choshev Lahachis, Echnam Maisa, it won't be make all here Lachayim. Because the Maisa wants Lahachis, the solution was in a Mechotiv Leiloi, that's the Negev, because he's gaining out of it. Make Negev Lahachis, Maisa is not gaining out of it, he's starting to do Lahachis on Shavoy. Now there's a Shach in Sim Kuf of Zayin, he begs down, this Allah, he wants to tell you, is only Lachulo and Al-Khumro. That means again, this Choshev way of saying negate to your Chubas HaMaisus, negate to your animal way of saying Kulin, it's only negate to Kulin Al-Khumro. Why? Because Edkir, he should not be Nemon. The reason why he's Nemon is B'tziruf, that the Baal Bos will be saying, Shtik of the Baal Din over here, and therefore it's together with the Baal Din, who is with the idea over here, this person who's a Choshev, we start together, and therefore this will get a discussion, and then come to be make a situation. Maisa, a case of Chumro, he has no lemonis. At the end of the day, he has no lemonis. So again, we have a Yisrael Shavoy. If a Choshev is Nemon for Achirim, do you say they call Eidon and Choyt of Leiloi? Maisa, on the page we have so far, the Mechabal Maisa is Mekel over here. That's where the Shach went. However, we have to get to the end of the Simon. We'll see where the Taz wants to argue, we have to get to the Kash of the Zerayas. And the Kamalim over here also says 2 points. One, he said, let's say a person is Choshed. His Choshed is something that the people do not think it's an Avera. We mentioned beforehand, in Shtam Eichsen, Imad Afei, speaks out, the Rashba says, someone by Lois Sachpoint, he thinks the Issel Lois Sachpoint is only does not pay money for it. Maestri pays money for it, but the Lois Dami, that's when there's an Isser. When he pays money, he thinks there is no Isser. Therefore, the person is Choshed with something he thinks is not an Isser. What's that local there? Look, is the Maisa, he is Nemon. Now, track the Taz and Shach again. He's a Choshen or something, I think he's not Nevera. The look is the Maisa, he's Nemon. Nemon for what? What's going on over here? If it's Negeta, Shard Vorin, the look we already said, a Choshen Nemon for other things. Even Isidavar, even Isidavar Maisa, sorry, if it's Shard Vorin, a Choshen Maisa is Nemon. We need to come on to the look that he's the person that thinks he's Nevera. If it's Isidavar, Maisa is not Nemon. By the time of Shach, what is the Kim Tov over the saying that the Zalofa is not in Sinisar, there is Nemon. What's the case over here? So the Shach has three Tirosim, but after the end of Shuvr Isidar Amon Shuvah, meaning that really the Zalofa says, the moment that says a case over there, that when a person might say he's not in Sinavera, but can he make a Shuvah to make an Is, and he can be Nemon and Shuvah for that case. For example, the way the Chalt Binyam brings down, Maisa person thinks that Yain is no Isser Yain Nesach. He comes and tells you, just know that this yain over here is not, I did not do any yain esef, they're poor, they're touched, there's no problem there. My city, you don't believe him. Why? He thinks no real esef over here. He comes and says, they make a shvuah upon it. You make a shvuah, oh, now he's nemon. That means he's nemon on Issa Dava when it makes the case of a shvuah. That's the case over here in this Ramah. One example. People today think, some people out there that think, yeah, the idea of lettuce for bugs, that we're a lister, my parents never had it, they never checked the bugs over here, there's no problem. That means by the 1970s and beforehand, everyone ate lettuce without washing, without checking it. Now, the reason why the 1970s, my parents never checked, I remember when my sister came home in the 1980s and said, we have a whole lot of bugs. My parents said, what are you talking about? My high, you know, everyone, for 50 years, no one checked bugs, there's no problem there. And I said, no, the school said, so we checked into it, and it seemed to be that, yes, but until the 1970s, for like 50, 70, 80 years, they're using certain sprays that kill all the bugs. Then they realized it was killing people also. So it was not good to use that spray. Therefore, they stopped using those sprays, asbesticide, right? Stopped using it. And therefore, yes, so it stopped killing people, but also some bugs came back. And therefore, the people came out a new thing in the 1980s, 1990s, they came along Bodek and all these companies over here, they came along and started working upon the concept of not having bugs inside the vegetables. Now, there were, for a long time, people said, Zechub Amma, the rabbi, my parents then did, the Lord of Lay Nivra, they weren't taught what happened, what changed over in society. Those people, when I said, they come along and they give you lettuce, they're kosher. They think it's no real answer. They make a shvur, no, I bought only kosher, only Bodek over here, I said, no. Same example over here. That means they really think there is no avera. But they make a shul, the mice then have one.
That would be on the side, but I remember what happened. I think it might be different. You know, another mom, same one not from the shelf. That was the other time.
Lady the term of the shores, but I can see it. You can see the box.
That was the box like from the time now.
Well, Gift just said, and others possibly.
Shimon Eider gave a share, like, but they put the health fund
in there. Shimon Eider and Rabbanu. Rabbanu
was there.
Rabbanu.
That's what the whole thing
was. Right. Those three, right in there. Mask. It was a new Kiddush. No one knew what they're talking about. It was a whole tumult in the world. What are you talking about? Yeah. The mice, then you see it. Look at the letters, you see it. Fine. That's one part, the first part of the Ma. Come on, the second part of the Ma. And it's very important you say them here. He gets involved with, sometimes people are knowing, but is there certain things, and others knowing things that are better. Now, the question over here is, can you one person give it to the other person? Now, there are, this Chum over here, the word Ma, is whether he's knowing Chumur Midinai, whether he's knowing this Isser Mitzah Chumur Shavoy. The law is that you can't eat by him because he's not give it to you. To explain what that means, very important halacha, very important study. There's something called always chayisal that people know iser and heter. Right, things that are machlokes among the paiskim. So there is always a shaila, can you go give it to the other person? So let's first discuss what is not avoser here. That means, let's say a person says he's an even motor, he holds an open set of bottles on Shabbos. I myself, a machmer, subject to chumah, I cannot open up set of bottles on Shabbos. Can I give him this person, this Eimer Mutter, Dine Fisher. Can I give Dine Fisher my Selbal to open up on Shabbos? I'm Akbar, some do I show. Can I give the Eimer Yisrael to open up? Can you give it to Sliezer, Nasher Klein, Yibi Eimer? Can you give my Selbal to open up Shalom Zalman? Can you give my Selbal to open up? Now, again, that's not our Sugyo. They're the Eimer Mutter, I'm the Eimer Yisrael. Can you go give it to them? Now, negate to that, this is what came out, we discussed, I think, twice already. That because sugya in the Gate of Shabbos, there are really two sugyas. One mitzvah sugya of lechaver, one mitzvah sugya of amir liyisrael, amir lezachri. Well, but Ikehit came out, he said that if the person who's opening it has the right to pass this way, and you're being machmer, not mitzvah you hold medina itzasser, so I don't know, machlokes among the paiskim, machlokes shokol, some derech lechavurah, then I have a right to go ask him. But however, to ask a person who's, some people out there are what they call kaliadas. They know all the chumas, all the kulas, and they take on all the kulas. Some people know all the chumas of Yerushalayim. Some people know all the kulas. They know if Shalom Zalman's make it for the Sobal. Some people know all the kulas, take on all the kulas. The person can say, the Ism of the Sobal, you can't. Why? Because maybe the Sobal to Rice is to be Machmer. So you listen, even if you give the Sobal. If you own the Dina Yitzhasar, also the Yerushalayim can give it to him instead of to give the flavor. But it can negate the Lithuanian, but even Mutter, the Dakishuva over here brings down also the Ksavsev of Maisa's Mekel, the Rav of Mekel, those are Machmer. Again, there's a sugya of Imam Mutter, Givot Imam Mutter, the way the Machs El Yor Afak comes out, Maskono, the gate to open Yisobals on Shabbos, you're allowed to give to them if he has the right to open it, and you're not meant to the Chubro, then the Maisa you can't go give to them. That's one sugya, again, men are a sugya. Aramos Vakert. Can you go give it to an Oyma Isser? That means I hold something is mutter. I hold, let's say, Reuben. Reuben, my side is mutter. He, my side, doesn't eat Reuben for whatever reason. Can he come to my house? Can I serve Reuben? Reuben Ashkocha. That means the words I'm over here is whether he's machmer mitzayel Reuben midina is osir, whether the also over here is osir mitzayel chumush by being machpan Reuben. Says the Ramah, the Maisa, he's allowed to come to my house. Why? Because it's also for me to go give it to him, it's on the sugya of the Iver, therefore I can give it to him. So what can he eat by me? Because I'm not going to give him Reuben. But where's it coming from? What's the building blocks over here? What's he said over here? So again, so the shadow over here is really first, can the Imer, the question is, an Imer Isser, can I go give him an Imer Isser when I hold something 100% mutter? That's the shadow over here. Now first, what's the shadow of the Iver? The Shach says, Isser is the Iver. What's the shadow to get to lift the Iver? So there's a hakira among the achronim. What does he say to lift the Iver? Is lift the Iver extension of the Avera? Is that the essential boy? Or is it, and whatever the Avera is, this is the same thing? Or is it lift the Iver, whatever he did wrong? I'm causing him to do something wrong. If you understand this, lift the Iver is extension of the Avera, I give something I hold as Motor, Rubens Ashkocho. So there's no Avera I hold. So lift the Iver is extension of the Avera. There's no Avera. So why can it be a single lift of the Iver and the Shach lets the Isser? Those who want to argue the point say, how can it be a lift of the Iver on something that's not a Vera? It's an extension of the Vera. The Vera is Mutter, so there's no Isser lift of the Iver. That's a Tatu Mekel. We love this, why to be Machmer? Different way of saying it over. There are Moshe and Shuvah declares, is he saying lift the Iver by an Unmuch Averoi or by an Unmuch Lamakoi? If it's been Unmuch Lamakoi, so there's no Vera, so no Isser lift of the Iver. If it's been Unmuch Averoi, my son, one who's going to eat it, if he's being machmer, because the dina is osir, then he's going to get gehenna. Because he followed his rule, his psak, he's not allowed over here. So if I give it to him, I'll lift the Iver, I'll spend mukhaveroi. He's going to get gehenna over here. Or another way to be machmer, even when the sand has been mukhaveroi, extension of the vera, but the question always is, who's a vera? Me? If I hold the vera, or his a vera? Like, the question always is, who's the kamaisai, me or him? Doesn't want to lift the Iver on the vera, of his a vera over here. Or third way of saying over, by lift the Iver, there's three chalakim to lift the Iver. Lift the Iver can either be a case of causing a person to do a vera. Lift the Iver in the case of either putting a stumbling block in front of a person in case of hezek. Or lift the Iver is a case of itzur shen hageinus, giving bad advice. So here, giving a person something he does not eat is a different category of itzur shen hageinus. So fine, that's a achrinim chakiro if you even lift the Iver, when I hold somebody's mutter, you hold somebody's osir. The Makoris they're coming from, there's a great over here, it's two Makoris, but it could have come from three different Gemaras, the Makor to be Machmor to be Merkel. First Makor, the great over here brings down, the Sugya in Chulun that put out the Sugya of Napar Nat. We know the Sugya of Nisim Tam by Nisim Tam, meaning you have a pot over here, grind a pot, cook meat inside. The meat now went inside the pot, that's one Nisim Tam. Take the meat out, clean the pot, within 24 hours you cook your spaghetti inside this pot. Now, that means it's time for the in the pot, but inside the spaghetti. It's the second nice in time. Not by not. This spaghetti, kini with kutach, can you put a cow cheese on top of it? Kini with milk. Come on, the more profit of the chulin has machlik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, not by not is osir. Shmuel says, not by not is mutter. Had a paskin, that we had a similar case, well, it's the base, but chavu ramo. But machlik is Rav and Shmuel. In the Gemara over there, come on, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lozer. He went to go visit Shmuel. Rav Loz is a Talmud of Rav. And he brought over there to the table, Dogdom Sha'ola Bakara, the fish that was on his half plate over here, the case of Napanat, and he ate it together with Kutach, a milk and gedep. Came along Shmuel and says, the Meister, why aren't you eating it over here, you Rav Lozer? Says Shmuel, you Rebbe, Rav Meister gave it to you and ate it. And you're not going to eat it. So what happened? So Rav Lozer went back to Rav and said, Rav, Taki Rebbe, you're chayzen from your Schweizer, you're not by that mice's mutter, chutz, osir. So Rav said, Chas le zara de abba shmuel, chas v'shalom l'abba ba'abba, that means Shmuel over here, the lishvilei, midi lishvilei, chas v'shalom Shmuel gave me something that I did not hold off. Avada Shmuel did not give me such a thing. We know the sugya, we discussed different avenues over there. How could the person let maybe be mishaker, some alarm over here, tell him Ilan Gadol, was a mistake happened over here, what exactly happened? Well, nice, at the end of the day, Kamel, the Raivit, and the Ritva, and the Erchis Chaim, different shouldn't point out, it was seen over here that what does Rav say? Chas v'sholom, that Shmuel gave me something I hold as ulcer. Gam Shmuel on his mutter. So we see over here that Avada Shmuel, Chas v'sholom gave Rav, an Imer Isser, something Shmuel on his mutter. So here's a chloride, says it going on the page, that someone holds that something is ulcer, I cannot give it to him. I was Rav signed it to him. Chas v'sholom, why did I give it to me? A second makor, good morning, Vamas, Nafi Dalit. We learn the sugi of Vamas, there's a Beishama, Beisil, discussing the sugi of Saras of Arias, are they be Osir, Motomachlaikis. What comes out, certain cases of there that makor Beishama, the Isha can be a case that's Motor, and Beisil be Osir, they'll be Arias one to another. And the Gemara discusses over there how in the world that Beishama, their daughters, married Beisil's sons, or vice versa over here, for one to another might be a case of Arias. They might have the kasha, might let them know, why not hold back from each other? My answer is, also they married each other, to Madilu of Farshay. They told each other, the Beisil told Beisham, Beisham told Beisil, my soul after the Gerta Al Noshim here, Gamri Ogla Locho, but if anything that came along that we held, that you held as ulcer, the Hos Mutter will tell you that you hold as ulcer, it's a right for you. Says it going over here. They told each other. They were talking about the Azura, and the verse Mordechai, and the Ritva, Miri Ben Ruchum. Also, the Yadrama, they come and say, we see clearly over here, you have to go tell a person, they hold somebody's ulcer, hold somebody's mutter. That could Moshe be a second base, means that as a right. So you have two ways so far, clearly, that someone holds somebody's ulcer, you have to tell them. A third makar, the Gemara of Sukkah, the Afil of Beis, the Gemara of Gizal, that by Nei Sukkah, you have decorations as a Sukkah, being away for Amish from the Shach over here, so Machloikis is it possible kosher? Rav Nachman says it's Kshero, what did the Nei Sukkah is bottled to the Shach? Masha Enkin of Chizr Rabba say, the Loch is no, it's oil mafzik, you're not seeing inside the Sukkah, it's possible over here. A mice happened on Sukkahs that Rav Chizda and Rabba went to go visit the Rish Lutzer of Nachman. And over there, they were seeing inside a sukkah that the decoration is more than Dal Amasawai. And they asked, how can you, Rav Chizda and Rabba, be that way? Are you holding the baya of a sukkah psul over here? Said, no, because we are not shlucha mitzvah, not two mina sukkah. We're shlucha mitzvah, or a pashma sukkah. Why went to go visit Rish Lutzer? Says, Rich over there, Maisa, how in the rule they put there, by Rabba and Rav Chizda, by Rav Nachman, and Maisa, he gave them Isser, called them as a Sukkah Psul over here. Back to Ritva, I think more Yavomis, I think more Chulim, says the Ritva Yisoyin, which really the Shach of Rav down, when it's Nicker, there is no Isser. And we see the Nadi, that's the Sukkah, I'm sorry. Nicker, there is no Isser. That means from the Sukkah over there, we see the reason why it's more to Olim, because the Sukkah being Nicker. Otherwise, the Loch over there is, that the Ime Issi cannot be given to a person. So again, we have a Chura, three Makaris in the Gemara that the Rishonim bring down, Halacha, that a person who holds Ime Isser, a family holds 100% mutter, you cannot go give them the Naparnat, in this case of Noshim Belarayas, against the case of Sukkah, less the case of Snicker. Now, do we pass this way, Halacha Lavaiso? So again, we have a list of Kamu Rishonim. This is a basis of Simon Tafresh Chavdalid. The person keeps 2 days in Kippur. That means that's fake the Yemoy, just like we keep 2 days of Sukkah, 2 days of Pesach, why don't we keep 2 days of Yom Kippur? So the answer is very simple, because people are about to fast, because that will not have a person. However, there are those who are machmer to keep 2 days of Yom Kippur. It says the Shulchan Aruch there, let's say a person keeps Thursday, which is Yom Kippur. Then Friday, the second day Yom Kippur, come Shabbos, he has no food, he wants to eat, he's starving, he's not eat for 2 days, what to go do? It says Beis Yosef, Kolim Aram, Marutim Gonshuv over here, it's called the Yom Eitzel, of go cook on Friday, the one who holds not Yom Kippur. The one who holds not Yom Kippur, the one who all of us hold Yom Kippur is on Yod Al, not Yom Kippur, only Yod. Can we cook on Friday? Says Maram Mortimer, you have Mortimer Beis Yosef. Number one, the one who keeps Yom Kippur cannot ask. Number two, the one who does not keep Yom Kippur cannot do, cannot cook. And number three, if he does cook, You cannot even eat the food on Shabbos. Three different halachos. You can't ask, can't do it, and you can't even have enough from it. What's the reason? You can't ask why. Because from Yom Kippur, he's also Yom Kippur. Guy asking for Yom Kippur. Second Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. You can't have enough from it. Why? Because it's Yom Kippur. I say Yom Kippur, you can't have enough. I say Shabbos over here. You might say, can't even do. What can you do? Said Rav Rotenberg, from the side of the sugya, lift neighbor. Lift neighbor. That means to be clear, the person keeps 2 days of kippur, a bad zechum balma. It's chumrah. Yet the one cooking for him is even is a lift neighbor if he cooks for him and gives it to him. So it says, Rav, what time of day? He said, if a gram is a chumrah balma, and therefore better, why can you cook for him? Because even though you're not even muti, he's not even isser, you cannot give him something that he holds, mice osir. He also cannot be cooked on Yom Kippur over here. So if you have a base station, we're down to Rishon Dalad, over there by the place coming down, the law says you cannot cook on second Yom Kippur for the Omer Isser, which I'm sure you'll say either. I'm sure I'll say you're here. Therefore, that's why the Ramovi writes, number one, whether Medina is healthy, whether because Chumro Sheikhman Asmoy, the reason why you can eat in a person's house is you're not going to give to him the Sukkot, so the Shekhel lift either. Building upon this, the obvious question is, well, the person who Kabbalah Shabbos early, can I now go ask him, go to Malacha, the person who Kabbalah Shabbos, go to Malacha for me? Do you have the same issue over here? Or someone who ends Shabbos much later, another person, ends the Shabbos early, can go ask him, go do a Malacha for me? So therefore, it says that Lavosh and the Bach and the Mogar Bob and Simon reach Tamar Gimel, they bring down from Wurttemberg, they bring down the base of Egypt, Simon Bayab, the Sansugil of favor. How in the world can you go ask a person there, Shabbos go to Malach for you, and they give two tools for an answer? Why are you Shvachalik? Why should we pass on the Kula? Either because of Yodah, your other Svarah is there. Why is it come along? That means a person pass on the Svarah of Wurttemberg, the Issa is a Kasha, the Atar of Chilukim. Lavocha. Again, we saw this case already early in Simon Tzadik Beis near Deo. Over there, the Pesach Chuvah brings out a Masis Moshe. Let's say one person holds he cannot be madlik his cigarette from Nesh or Chelev. Another person holds he cannot be madlik his cigarette from Nesh or Chelev. Says the Pesach Chuvah, to go ask him, to go do it for you, even do it by yourself for him. He says, over an Isser, why? Because you test the Zion Ram over here. It's a lift neighbor. So it comes out that the law is negated to Oyma Mutter to go give to the Oyma Israel, Maisis Osir. Maisis Osir. How far do you take it? Kamal Dorf HaShulchan says the wisdom was two cases, either Medina Rafi or Chum Ba'alma. Kamal Dorf HaShulchan says even the person make a mistake, twice. Maisis make a mistake, still you're Oyma Israel favor. And why that's so? So you could say either Mitzan Aswar Shimba is, at the end of the day, he's become upon himself, little get of nether. Shabbat Nafshay Khadich Lisero. And if I come, it's wrong. Malach is Mutter 100%, every week, every week, says that way. It's fine, it's right, make a nether. Shabbat Nafshay Khadich Lisero. And they must again give him a little favor. Or you could say, this is the category of favor of Eitan Shein Egenes. That's one, you give it to him. Again, this avenue negated twice, those who want to argue. There's a Chachman Yomin, wrote down the Tuv Tamadah, some makes a Torah Mishnah, almost like his Mutter. There's no Isla favor. So it is a question of how far to take this idea that more to take it to case with a toys in the local, the yesh lotan. But certainly a case of bringing machmer is makor for it. About either the iser of the flavor. To be fair, let's start all over again. Start from scratch, start all over again. See, it's not that simple. We came along and said, where's makor to be machmer? More in that Kufil Alpha Beis, that Shmuel gave the Talmud of Rav, of Lozer, go eat not by not, and Rav Lozer says, "It's Rabbi Yechazer, Chas v'Shalom." They gave such a thing. Maisa, Shmuel gave it to Rav Lozer. If the Omer is there, you can give it to. How did Shmuel give it to Rav Lozer? How do you do that? You being right for what Rav answered back. That's being right with Shmuel what he did. If a Maisa Rav is Shmuel, he gave it to Rav Lozer. Gave it to him. The Bible says that when a Shmuel says the Vavram, says the Moshe Dibros, Maisa, if I kept, Imer, Isser, is Mutter, Shmuel, he gave it. Maisa gave it over here. Look at the Moral Nach over here, that's put on the Shach. Look at the Moral inside, he discusses this question, and he at least, he started saying, maybe that's goofy, Machlok, Shmuel, and Shmuel. Ravol, Maisa, Imer, Isser, cannot give to. Mashing Shmuel says that Mutter can give to him, Imer, Isser. build up for the same level, it can't be the machalik, so I give it another malach. Maestro, the binyan tzion, that means the earth and air and shuva, can't say no, that's good for the side of the machalik. Without much more obvious point, can you go give it to the minister? Shmuel says you can, Rav says you can't. The maestro goes further, earth and air says, without much more, how you pass him, pass like Rav, the chumro. So if the law says you cannot go give it to an Imi Isser, which has to go with neighbor. But there's a second sugya, and you vomit stuff, you dial it. Over there, Gemara is a question. Why did the Talmidim of Eishamay hold back the Talmidim of Eishamay or vice versa? How could they marry one to another? My answer is because they told one to another. In fact, Achonim, what's the most question? Why did they hold back? They still married Eishamay. No, why did they hold back? Because they have a chiv to go tell a person. The most question, what was the Shiloh? You have to go tell over. It's a minister, you have to. Elamai says, Imi Shmuel says, Imi Chodesh and Tzvei Yisrael, so much of Dibrois. The most question, Rishi Vakert. The fact that the Moses says, how do they marry each other? What do you mean, how do they marry each other? Because you have to go say, it's a minister. Elamai, the question is, how do you marry each other when we see that you do not have to go say? Only they were in Machmah telling one to another. So the same Gemara's that they're going over here, they're shoving down the Machmah, other than being down, forget it, right over here, the cool. Moshe has a couple of tshuvas about it, goes back and forth. At the end of the day, Yodei, Chalakei, end up saying, Tzorach and Dinoi. Maisa, the Pichodosh, Maisa, he wants to be Michael. That means the Pichodosh over here, the Hilkos talks about involved 2 days Yom Kippur, 2 days Yontif, which is the same Shiloh. 2 days Yontif, can you go ask a person to go cook for you? Can an Israeli be asked by an American to go cook for you? Bring my book over there, and before they point out they can't. The same around Wurttemberg. But also, the kid is kid, and the question you can go do, can enough from it. That means, to go ask to get 2 days Yom Kippur, you can't. To go do and have enough, but there's another reason why you're allowed to. We have to answer to my kids, my colleagues, among that for him. My spirit over there says, Vakir, there's no answer. You're allowed to give it to an minister. If I have so much nice, go this way. Like I'll put a pass this way, maybe it's the mice's mother. So we have two stuff over here. What to go do? The gate to an minister. The mice. We have our mom here. We have the grain, count to these two sugars, the dark moshvir, and the ikki the question, passing the minister is also. You even the Islam of Israel. That's really sharing where you place come over here. If so, it comes out this chumrah of Imi Isser to go give them food. That means again, if you guys back on the Reuben, back on the Dash, any Ashkov over there to go give it to them, you're not allowed to. This chumrah ends up being what a kul over here. That means at the end of the day, send them all there, but I can eat in your house. The Lord's saying, since you cannot go give it to me, you even the Islam of Israel. Again, what does it mean? You know, chumrah. Therefore, you're not allowed to give it to me. Now, what's not allowed to give it to me? I'm not sitting down eating house, you can give it to me. I'm allowed to trust you. Now, there are a couple of points over here. Number one, I'm not in the house if they know this halacha. A lot of people don't know this halacha. They even lift the either, I'm not even Isser. That means if you know Kufi Tess of Zion, that's number one, he has to know this halacha. You don't know, they think he's mutter. Second is, sometimes the host that's hosting does not know what you're machmorin. That means, you have to be mavar sometimes. Who is the achrayis put upon to mavar what the person is eating? That means, let's say a person goes to Meisharim, and everyone eats without sherris and Reuben. Let's say everyone does. So I go eat by them, and I'm machmer. So I'm the one who has to go ask. Not their achrayis. Right? Like, let's say I go to the Shachim, and they see who I am, and they eat what they eat. They know I don't eat their ashkocha. They know that. They know that we don't eat that. Therefore, if they know the halacha, then I'll eat by them. Then it comes up again. It's talking to people, I'll not eat by people in Meisharim, I can't eat by, because who has to go tell who? Except people start from Labdaf to the halacha. So it comes out that I have to go tell them. And even when I tell them the Shachim, they have to know the halacha, they can give it to me, and I have to follow the halacha, right? Two different things over here. So it comes out that we have a wonderful halacha over here, which is not that simple practically. That means it comes out over here that, yes, a person, the other person knows what you eat, he cannot give it to you without a singular favor. And therefore, the law is, whatever the case they have over there, they're not allowed to. However, they have to know this halacha, and they have to know what you hold, what your dagger is. If they don't know your dagger, it's upon you to go be mavar over here. That means it's a motion to get a chol stam over here. The moich has to go say, or the bar has to go mavar. So it really depends what the mitzvah is. If you have a place where everyone eat only Chol Yisrael, and you can't sell Chol Yisrael, without you, even this left neighbor. If I can't, you place everyone else Chol Yisrael, and you don't want to be Machmas, so you to Mavar. It depends where the situation over here is. Now, on its side over here, that he comes along with a place where he knows everyone's Chol Yisrael, he can't serve, but he has also another halacha of the left neighbor over here. should lead to certain questions. And let's say a person makes a simcha. Usually by a simcha, at least in America, the gate of Bishlakim, usually what they're doing is only the idea of the Ramal Shito, lighting the fire in the local of the gate of Ramal. That means Svarim Mukhor cannot eat by simcha of a Ashkenaz. Now, I can't even invite Svarim there, which really leads to the question, these dinners that yeshivas make, who is it put upon to make sure it's officially sold for this Svarim? The Mir dinner makes these dinners, and they have tons of Svarim there. Sometimes the main beer or saffron, right? That could be a Svarim there. And then, who has to be, who's the Chayas over here to go Mavar? It's a great question. I don't know what the Mir does. I just know years ago, the dinners had this problem here, that it's very hard to run the kitchen with Mashgiach every time, put food in and out. Now it could be done better, it could be, I don't know what happens. But there's a question on who is it put upon in America. Who does it in America? Who runs it? Who runs the kitchen? How are they doing it?
No,
Shik.
No.
Fine, but what goes on in the kitchen in the hotel there? The hotel has a bunch of going there, right? He comes in with 20 workers who work the kitchen? The meal dinner?
Yeah,
the Mashgiach was every time put food in and out for doing that?
Okay,
I know I was in the kitchen in Berk over 35 years ago. I was in the kitchen in a place in the big convention, and we're not doing that. Fine, wonderful. I don't know. That's great. That's the question over here. And who's it put upon? That means, are the Mia even lived neighbor? No, that's why it's Kamavar. That's the question. So she goes, that's the question. Deraisa? No, his Achayis. It's a good question. I look upon it. In my simple, also, same question. I'm an Ashkenazi. I know Svarim are coming. Is it really my job? Well, he knows I'm Ashkenazi. It is a Christ over here. The question to get to Ashkocha Bukhali is, when a person has Ashkocha, any Ashkocha, some Seifu, Badat, Pesach, whatever you want, who's Achoy? You have to remember what my Ashkocha stands for. Not actually tell you what my Ashkocha is doing. Right? Right, that's right. But when I said to go sell these Ashkocha in a place where people don't eat it, maybe this is the neighbor. That means I don't have to provide. It's your job to know that I don't eat this. You know the owner here eats that. You can't serve it. So again, to come out, we have a yisayid over here that im iser lifnei iver mamish iser deraisa pashul lifnei iver. Therefore, built upon this, you can't eat upon a person's house. He can't serve it to you. Again, b'tznai he knows that's your level, and b'tznai he knows it's a lawful bear. That means numerous times not that practical. Building upon this, come along the Shach over here, and brings out again Rabach, and he has really 4 points. Now the Shach is a little barich, it's not that much. We look at the Rabach inside, he's massive, he goes on and on. And really, what seems to me, and the Shach tried to be captured, seems to have 4 different levels over here of a person where they're holding and how to deal with it. That means first it starts over 2 levels over here. Sometimes people are machmir mitzad minig, and sometimes people are machmir mitzad alocha v'dinoi. Each one has a kula and a chumra. That means, for example, let's say a person, he has Pringles. Pringles, Maisa, oh, you Pringles, it's Snickers, it's in front of him. Maisa, and this guy does not eat you. Doesn't eat you. Whatever reason he holds a Pringles, Maisa, Baya, that's Sugi Mishalach. Can you go serve him Pringles? You know he does not eat OU Pringles. Can you serve it to him? So the Shach depends on what he machmer. If it's Mitzav Minik, and therefore even if it's Snicker, you cannot serve it to him. I myself is Nicker. Says, for example, by a nozer. Could give him a bottle of wine? It's Nicker. I see it's wine. He's allowed to take it, right? It's in front of him. Go to Messiah to go help him out. You'll even answer him. They will Messiah. Therefore, Gamet's Nicker, there is no heter when it's Mach Mitzad Sugya Minik. But let's say we Mach Mitzad Chumushaboy Mitzad Lochavadinoy. That means you get a bottle of Sugya that he's be Mach wine. There's a shell over here, Pichodosh, the min of potatoes. Even though Kelsey is not little Shulchan Malachim, even though if Elfin over here sat over here and said over here, the OU holds the Loch is that we do not look at the Min, we look at the Kelsey and not little Shulchan Malachim, Maisit Mutter. Fine, so you'll be marked with those saying, look at the Min Shavoy. The Loch is Maisit, you can give him OU Pringles, serve him. I am Maisit Y, I am Maisit Yolk Osir. Says over the Loch of Mabak inside, if you mark Mitzad, the Loch Mitzad Dinoy, Maisit can be closer. You can know what? My Shachag, you'll disagree over here, didn't have a bottle, so the bottle cool over here. And therefore, when he takes it, he's not even Nisr. Maybe he's Chazer. You know if he's Chazer or not. Therefore, when something is Nicker, if he's Mach Mitzah Minig, can be Chazer, that's the Minig Shemoy. My at the end of the day, you cannot give it to him with Nicker or Chumro. Mach Mitzah Dina Mitzah Lofel, my Sikan, then you can give it to him. That's one shlav. The second shlav is kosas. What the kelim that are not b'nei yoimai? That means, let's say they made this food over here that you hold the mice and we machba upon, fadina mitamidig over here, can use the kelim that are inner b'nei yoimai. So the shach mal bach far keret. Says over here, if you be machba mitzalus, you give a minig, the minig to be machba only in what? The oichel, but not the kelim inner b'nei yoimai. Rabat says, why? Because what is it said? Part of your soul, you can eat by. They have a, you have a chumrah, but you can come along and come along to ask not to eat by other people's household here. We mean mach mitzad ha'aloch, mitzad din shumboi. Echanami, the loch is what? Clean the enemy of mine. We're going to offer ben yamai. Come along to ask for it. The evil of Moshe, take an example. People of Machman, chol yisrael, and now we have what they call chol stab, chol companies of Moshe's hatter. Why being mach before him? I'll be machmir till you hold inside the hold of a mice against a mice the Chacham Sefer. So I'll give a light plug over here and Medina mice is also. If so, what's the law in the gate of the Caleb? Even if they are mine, we should be machmir the Caleb. And if a mice himself says those who are machmir against me, mice the Caleb of Chacham Sefer also. Mice writes the rest of the Chuba, mice cannot use the Caleb of Chachilah. The evidence is something else, not a Chachilah. If you mach on the chol stam, why would that minik shaboy will come out? I said the minik shaboy mach on the oichel, not again, so you get the kelim of shaboy, on the kelim over here. That means it comes out that there's a kul chum on each side of here. Inside the sugya of minik, the kelim of mutter, my sense, nik won't be heter. Inside the sugya of that's medinoi, then what the loch will be, that nik will be mutter, my shenki, the kelim might be also. That's two types of people, minik. Number one mitzvah sugya minig, number two mitzvah locha medina in chumrah. A third type, something called bnei rainus. That means that Ramon Simon Tachov Dalel brings down a test that there's a certain chilav atop the kibbutz that certain people will eat, and certain people will not eat. Over there, the Ramon says the loch is that the chilav those on machmir cannot eat. However, the food that was cooked with it, the food itself, not the just the kelim, the food itself and the kelim mice is mutter. Why? But the food you can eat. Why is the food that's cooked with it and the kelim itself mice is mutter? So there are two mouths to understand. The Taz says why? Because it's some of the shisha. That's not what the Shachar says. Shach says why? Because sometimes when the minik comes along to be machmer, we're machmer what only the gufa dover, and now it's cooked something else. I mean, clearly, if we have a minik to be machmer, we're machmer everything, even klein ben yamai, but not any ben yamai. However, at a certain time when the minik came together with the kula of what things cooked with it, we'll have a kula even on the case of the kelim. That's the third type of thing. That people are machmor, but only machmor in the thing itself, not negated to the kelim or things that cook with it. And the third, fourth thing that is shocking ends off with things that people think beikir is mutter. Really is mutter. They come from a place that's not going to answer it. Now they go to a place that's mutter. Example I pointed out for the case of butter, and then some cooked as well. Beikir should be mutter. Or the place where it's not going to be machmor. I go to a place where it's mutter here, then even the gufa tov itself you can eat. Again, that's the four shlavim, the four darkness shakim came out with. Number one, again, he has a case over here of anhogo. Number two, a case of medinoi, a case beside anhogo, which came together with anhogo to eat things with it. Four things are nearly, that's heter. Again, we came out, b'ikim on the sif, very important, aloha, aloha maiso. Imer, iser, you can not go give it to him, even the iser lift the iver. Therefore, there's a cool over here, you can eat in a person's house. And the day, to be settled upon that, that's not a civil practically, people who might not know this halacha. Simchas through Sifchi Beis, just go through it quickly, again, it's not really a sugya, but what says over here. The Simchas, the Mechabal Meiser, he brings down that person in Choshev, Meiser, even in Choshev, the thing, he's not Neman on the case, even with the Shvuah. The Shach and Taz say, interesting reason why. It's Choshev, he already was Mushbu of Oyb Mahasinai. So he already was going against the Shvuah here. Divya is not even the case of a Shvuah, which death comes out very good. Shach the Motzim Zayin, that the Shach says should be Ishi Yomam Shvuah. The Maitre is not Choshev. He thinks the Maitre is no real Israel here. Divya is not even the case of a Shvuah. That's Simchas. Simchas, the person does in the very well, he's afraid something will go kill him over here. At the end of the day, Maitre doesn't get his soul covered. Divya Shchitat Kosher. Yain not the get of Yain Nesech. What the Gdom of the Kol Maitre are, Ayn Mishabu and Simon Lamites. Sifyud is a case of someone who's a meister. Come on, Chabad said the loch is a shkita meister kosher. The yain is not is meister kosher. He's never upon his serum. However, the mabul further those who pass the shechita, he sends you to kent halachas and beis then as sugyo. Sifkin aleph, this person is a mumur in one city, then mumul about zara, and the ear that even about zara, and he comes to your city and comes to your house, says he's Yisrael. Then they, since he says Yisrael, yeah, he's no problem. Sifkin beis, the person is forced to be a guy, but since he's Yisrael, basically the case of Moran is. Over the end of the day, Nichol get up Yisrael kosher. How much Yisrael is kosher here? And if you want a public story, that well, Yosef Wallace, written in a book Incredible by Nachman Seltz over there, he has a whole story of Pesach and Nisi Krell, based upon the Salokal here, in Sifya Beis, how a certain place in Portugal that they came out and said that the people living there, who are descendants of the Moranos, at the end of the day, the Maisa Nichol get it over Cholpachos, Yidin Lachumro, and therefore maybe Shemagadim, Mitzad Chumro Shemoy, but not push them way over here. Mitzad Salokal, the Yidin Mitzin over here, therefore Nichol get a Yidin over here, Yidin Lach Kosher. Fine, Sifya Gimel, told the Mechaber, Bikri has three halachas. That means you take out the Mechaber in Chosh Mishpat, but Sifya Reish Lama Dalet, there are four Sif in Reish Lama Dalet. Sif Beis, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet, there are three different Sifim, they're put over here together in one Sif. That means it's really three halachas over here. That means it's Sif Beis and Reish Lama Dalet, that's a Sugya of, you sell something that's a Deraisa, a place of Deraisa. Sif Gimel over there is a case of Apollon, and Sif Dal is a case of Yisur and all. So all through here, by us in one Sif, is Sif Yur Gimel. Go through each one. First, a case where you sell a person a Isser that end being an Isser der Isser. You sell a person Treifus, Veilus, Chazer. So there are two cases. A situation where you got that package, the piece of meat over here, and you did not eat it yet. What's the local? Machiktonis, very simple. You give that object back to the Moicher. He can use it to go give his club over here, and he gives you back the money. That means you bought meat for $150. What's the halacha? You give back the meat, you get back the money. Now that, let's say a person already ate this meat over here. He ate it already. What's the halacha? The halacha is, says the Taz and Shach, at the end of the day, also you get your money back. It's the sugar of Mechak Toys over here. Why? It's the Taz and Shach, it's the sugar of Knas. I mean, the gummy ate it. You had the nod of it. You enjoyed it over here. But since the mice, at the end of the day, it was a mistake, it's a metric choice over here. It's like knas, you get your money back. Says Achrayim, the Taz and Shach, once it's out of Sugya Knas, only the guy when he's amazing, the guy who's selling it knows he's selling a dreyfus. In case of a Shugig, we're not going to be upon him and make a Knas upon him, they will not get his money back. So it comes out of the Locha that if he eats on it, it's a the Locha over there is, that if it's whether you again, if you ate it, not eat it, the Locha will get your money back. Just if you ate it, only in the case of a mazid, was the case of you did not eat in the case of a shugging, get your money back.
Why do the cats would be impacted? So how would you find out after that it's a
trade? I don't think this is the club. I hear, I don't know if the club boy with knas, but he's over here, I think it's a knas. It's like Meister Shabbos is a knas. Amoida Meister Shabbos, I don't think it's a part of here. They do ask an interesting question. Let's say the first seller is a mazid. The second seller is a shugig. Meaning, for example, let's say someone in Muncie made meat as treif, sold to a store, and now he sold to a buyer over here. This one was sold to the store over here is a shugig. The buyer might say he ate it. So he ate it, and I find out now the meat over here is treif. So what happens? Who gets the money back? The second moicher gets the money back? Yeah, might say he gets money from two sides. Well, Meister, maybe you know the one who ate it gets the money back, but he usually goes back for the first Meister. Which say, Meister, no Meister has to pay anything with Sugya Knas. Shalom among Chatzim Yom and others, not have Sugya, but an interesting Shalom had a plus category over here. Fine, the gates of the Dereisa was a lot to get your money back when you ate it, not yet. Just jump to the third thing over here, third cloud of Mechaber, where things in Gate Yisirino has no value, you paid $150 for it. Whether we're here, a case of Abonu or Dereisa, then they get Meister get money back. You paid something that has no value over here. The main sugya is really the middle case over here, and this is the Rabbanon. That means we have a clear halacha of Mechab is coming from Rabbah, that were Mechalf and Isra Rabbanon, whether he ate it or did not eat it. That means the case, let's say, it's in the Vela of Rabbanon. Or in the case, for example, someone says it's a cheeseburger. That means not the way how McDowell or Burke makes it, that's a Maya of a Dereisa. By the time he had a burger that's hot, put it on the bun, put cheese on top, he gave it to the person. In the case, it's cold over here, so it's a bus of Mechal, Rabbanon, and he eats it. So the case before he eats it, what's the halacha? You give the burger back, you get your money back, no problem. Well, the mice, he ate it over here, says the Mechaber, what's the halacha here? The Maisi, you do not get your money back. What do you get back? Nothing. You get nothing back. The obvious question is why? Then the guy who bought it is a metric choice. He did not want to buy a cheeseburger. He did not want to buy the vanilla trade or somewhere. He did not want that. So what Maisi says is getting his, why in the world is he getting his money back? So come on the Shach. He starts off calling the smart for two reasons. Number one, he said maybe he can only buy Isidore rice and make a knas, not by Isidore Abon. Why? Since an Isidore rice is more chomer, they can make a knas, not by the abonals. The second reason he says why? Because by Isidore rice, so you have no one know when you eat it. Now, why do you have no one know when you eat it? He says it's smart because you've been starving when you eat Isidore rice. So. Actually, with abonals, somehow a person might say not a star. Find two interesting reasons in the smart part of the Shach. Mais the Shach on the front that says they don't really sit well upon Nazi Slay Shavoy. But Oidi speaks out, let's analyze it for a second. Okay, we have two reasons he doesn't like. Oidi said, let's say you sell kosher $150. Sell trade that much, $100, right? Kosher is always more expensive. So you ate it. So at least get back $50 back. The back of toys is $50, I'm not going to know of all $150. Only get back a know of what? $100. So why in the world am I not getting back with whole pockets part of the money? Why is the locker not max through anything? So come along the Shach, he wants to answer, why could we not glizer to be mitzi moment and ukma adin Torah? He explains it during the sugya of Eschar of Isser and some Kuf Yizayin. Over there we have possible that a person cannot sell Isser. When says a Mishrein Lachrein Dabkin negated Isser Isser, not negated Isser Abom. Therefore, negate to be mitzi moment, we're not coming to go back to the Allah from the Torah. I mean, I tell the mice it's more what you do, the mice is not a problem. Ad Kanashach. The neat beer over here. So this is the Sivus, it's in the Reish Lama Dalit. Sivus writes over there first in Sivkot Beis that we have two Turots, the mice brought down the Sma, says what's the Nafkamino between the two Turots, case the Bokh of Mashisha. It gets involved with a Nafkamino. Because the further brings down the Shach, it says, the mice I don't understand. The Shach is a question. He said, what? You sell something $150, make care of the loch should be $100. Let's get back at least $50. So the Shach, what's a locha? No, it's the Rabbanon. Ukma did Torah beer, not a problem. Like Shkor of Isser, all Makhmud Reis, not the Rabbanon. How do they answer this question? I mean, the Shach is the question, and where's the answer? He said, let's at least get back what's worth the kosher more than the trade. He answers what? Ukma did Torah. How do they answer the question? He said, the Sivis Yisoyd Otsum. It's a very important Yisoyd that the Oilam handles the facts about. He says when a person does a Isra Abonim B'Shogig, an Isra Abonim B'Shogig Ein Sarach Shum Kabar. He did no Avero, Kilo Ovidami. Nothing happened over here. That means at the end of the day, what do you eat? Kosher. That means what do you eat? It costs $150 was kosher. A guy was a trefo, a guy was a cheeseburger, he ate kosher. Ein Sarach Shum Kabar Kilo Ovidami. So $100 he did was kosher. No problem at all. This is Rabban Shach, Rabban Maitz's mutter. Shah the Shach. He said, someone does a very Rabbanon, Beshogig, in Tzav Shum Kabara. Now, the cash is why? What should that be? Maitz says, Shogig the Raisa, Kormachatis. Shogig Rabban, in Tzav Shum Kabara, what's he saying, Shavon? So, Numus HaFer would say, Kmat the same, he said, Yisrael Engel, Teres Chesed, Masham, Lozer, Shai Yishim, Shemeshkop, and others come along with this, the same Yisrael. Let's give a marshal. Let's say a person comes along and says that, let's say my son, I won't take out the garbage. But I don't tell him to take out the garbage. Is he over the Issa Lifta Eber when not taking out the garbage? Over the Issa Kibbutz of Aim, not taking out the garbage? I want my son to do something, he didn't do it, he didn't listen to me. I never told him. Is he even keeping it away? About it not. He doesn't know. Where is the Mechai for the Rabbanos? Where is Sosa, Yimin, or Small? When they tell you something, do not turn away and not listen to them. I did know. I know idea. I did not know it was the middle of the Rabbanos. I did not know it was a cheeseburger. I did not know. So, did I go against the word? I did not go against the words. The way the Ilmai is pulling is the Isra of a place Sosa, the Isra of the Gavro, not the Chetzo. No Isra. Of the veil that's dropped on the first day. There's nothing wrong with the veil. The veil that's was kosher, not Torah. The cheeseburger is kosher, not Torah. I, me, myself, I have to listen to the rabbis. I have to listen to the rabbis. There's so many minus small. If I don't know about I didn't go against their words. I listen. I 100%. Tell me what you're gonna do. I will listen. I just don't know. I'm a kid that's not taking out the garbage because he doesn't know. He's not letting me keep it over here. Also, I don't listen to rabbis. Same thing over here. I just don't know over here. Ain't so shum kaporo. Kilo omidomi. Words of the Sivis. Black and white. Ain't so shum kaporo. Now, where's he building it from? Aushak. He said he got it from his Aushak. The one behind the Shach is why? It's Isli Gabriel Sosar. This will answer Shum Kaparo. Now, there's a couple of points to find this idea over here is Aloch Lavaish of this concept, answer Shum Kaparo. So, number one, where's the side of getting it from is the Shach that says Aloch is when a person buys from that's kosher, $150, and really trade for $100, Aloch is in Mazel Lechlo. Numerous parts can pass not to return anything. However, look at the Bichlodi says, what are you talking about? At the end of the day, you have to give back between the trade and the kosher. What the Mechaba the Ram means, we have not to give back, meaning not to give back whatever the value of the trafe is. The value of the kosher, the difference in price, you sold them something that's not true. You sold them something that you said was kosher, was $150, it's worth $100. It's not true. Avad didn't give back $50. Says the Lech Maponim, says the Shul Gilbar, says the Urcha Shulcha. Avad didn't give back. If so, the Holy Spirit of the Sivis, they put upon the Shach, who disagrees? The Urcha Shulcha. Because there's no one calling this in anymore. That means the whole building block, they say there's no, not true. The end of the Iver, you, at the end of the Maishi, some trade, because the Maishi trade from here. That's out. Second is, the pattern of this, there are those Maishi being down, Halacha Maishi, there's Masham this way, who seem to go this way, Machan Achayim, others. The Maishi, Roy Bechon disagree with the Sivis. The numerous writers, the Yitzchok, Beis Yitzchok, the Asher writes himself after he's in the Shad, the Sivis, he's the numerous writers. The Sameach, the Moshe Tshuva goes this way. One way they come from, there's one Kulin and Davov. They bring down the Abzeo somehow ate the Mai. Eat the Mai. The Gemara asks a question, how in the world Abzeo eat the Mai? Even the Behemoth of Sadiqim, they don't let them do the Vero. They'll have to come to the Zero, they should not do the Vero. Now what's the Mai? Davov. Davov is showing the Avol Maisa is Mutter. So we see over here, the Gemara is saying clearly, says, look, they're not going in. And even showing the Avol, you need to borrow. Otherwise, there would not be any kasha over here. So, Nimitz HaKad Maisa argue. A third point, we came across this interview discussing the Shabbos in Shinla Medalla. When a person does an event on Shabbos, how to go do tshuva. Over this, wrote down how many tanaisim, what to go do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and then explains the Shaar Tzion. A quote from there, the loch is when a person does a shogeg, do a bonon on Shabbos, what's a locha? Says the Chayotim, you have to fast 40 days. Only 40 days, not more than that. Maybe it may be 72 days, but fast 40 days. So we have a portion, Mishnah Berurah, he writes in Makor, he says it's from his very soul, Mishnayis, the Chayelum Paschal, on Shabbos, by Shogun Rabbonon, the look is, you have a Chiyam Tshuva, Mamash Chiyam Tshuva. So there are those one, Machal, say Shabbos is different. It says the same with Kovim Malach, what kind of, Yesh Machal, the case of a lav, Yesh is the case of a lav, Shkitz a lav, he gave the same case of Shabbos, which is Korosh, the Skeel over here. Yesh Machal. Again, they point out, if the Lamed Shabbos is like Sosser, who cares? Well, it's not a lav or kosher, makes no difference over here. And therefore, the Kamal the Beis Shlomo, who have Gusman in his country Shurim, or Nishma Shab, the Kamal you arrive from Mishnah Berurah, not like the Loch is like the Sivis. So, first of all, comes out 3 points over here. First of all, the Sivis, the building block, is our Shach, for the Pichodesh, not for Shukhul, the Ismarayah. Second is, the way place can argue. And third, by Shabbat, still we're not over here. Fourth, let's go with the Nesivis.
According to the Makilim.
Fourth, let's go with the Nesivis, which you're going to ask right now. Fourth, Makilim over here, go with the Nesivis. Let's clarify, Shaila, can I be going you to a Shagir Rabban? That's Mamashi Kash. That means, can I have a storefront and sell over here, it's all kosher. I come along and sell cheeseburgers. I say the cheese is parable. The meat over here, Mice is Fleischicks. Tell them, Mice is parable and Fleischicks, no problem. The guy eats it, ah, it tastes like a real cheeseburger. I'm like, yeah, it is a real cheeseburger. It's real cheese. It's real meat. The mice is shaggy up on him. He has ain't so shum kaparo. My little favor on what? He did nothing wrong here. He does not get knocked ahead of him. The mice, he ate his kosher over here. Can I cause a person to go do a shaggy up on? Think about the newest cases. Can I get that person to a Machal Shabbos, Machal Kof Nefesh? And the mice, a person, the mice, the room is dark over here. He wants to read a book. So someone walked in the room and said, oh, my heart, my heart, my heart. Put the light on. The guy put on the light and said, thank you, I want to read his book. The guy says it's a great question. Mice is not much over here. Can you go do that over here? So the question is, even by case of a shogeg d'rabbanan. So when I heard Rav Avi Gibshir about, he calls this question the food for thought. Something to think about. Mice are those who are kind of chesmich, why you wash with Avi's neighbor. Is the Abinazer, the Chalotah, the Munkash, Shuba, Tainas, the this is Mutter, is no lift neighbor. Mice is a Chavaz Das, the Zribis. Chavaz Das writes over there, when a person does a ribis Jabon, when no one knows about it, you're even the Isser of lift neighbor. Now, who's the Chavaz Das? Lucius, Rivaldic. So before she Chavaz Das, it says over here that even the Isser lift neighbor on a Shem Jabon. And therefore, there are those saying this way, that Arsameach, few words, he said, Arsameach says, someone says, not the way, Ishtakei Adov Loyomer. Shalom Zaman, Shuba writes this way, the Shuba that came up a Chayav, Chil Afsim, Abdal, Numash Akwenim, Shayosha, or Achiez, they come up to you, even the Isser. And the question is, why even this Lithuania before? Mice is no Avero. So there are three ways of saying it over. The way that Achiez says over, why even this Lithuania? He wants to say, again, mentioned before, the Lithuania has three Chalokim. The Lithuania is stumbling block, causing Hezek. The flavor for the Vero, the flavor for Eitzah Shana Genis. Do you want to eat a cheeseburger? Eitzah Shana Genis. Now, nearly, I see after a certain form of backpack, some people say, hey, if it's mutter, it's mutter. But I don't mind eating a cheeseburger. If it's mutter, why not? The Maizach Yezah said, who in the world might mind what doing a Vero Shagin? You come and don't eat Kaparo. Fine, so let's get of Eitzah Shana Genis. The Rabbi Arsameach, so the Zaman Chubb exam, the one time that Kotik and Abonik in the rice to take it. If you're even the Avero, again, he and Percy, the Nani Kaparo, and also the Isle of Neve over here. The Rav Shammai wants to answer, he wants to kind of, we should be gone with Choyva Dechiv. Once we have Choyva Dechiv, then we'll get it, but also, Kain the idea of Lift Neve over here. So the Maisa comes out, the Gaita Sukkot of the Siva Shavoy. Siva comes out, the Maisa, the Api the Shach, one title of it is Eitzok Shum Kaparo. The Maisa, the building block, when the Pichosh or Shukkot does not apply over here. William Maisa argue, or Shabbos will even listen to the Lefnever. Anyway, we hold the Isle of Lefnever, even for the Sivis itself over here. And again, the Shabbos, anyway, we hold the Isle of Lefnever, and the Sivis Lefnever, anyway, and look at the friend say, even the Isle of Lefnever over here. Maisa comes out, we really spoke out two main Sivis over here. One is Sivzayin, is the Isle of Maisa's mutter. Again, the Moth says, even the Isle of Lefnever. And look up to the Chodesh who Maisa is Michael, the end of saying, anyway, Mechor Adover. So Maisa is Medina, is put as Mechor Adover. That's one story we come out with. And the other point story is this deceiver is that all the Yeshiva Shevray knows the essential way of the Sosa, Chapter, Gavel here, the deceiver is Inter Shum Kapar, the Maisa, we do not pass that this way. As soon as they get the signal to Eber, the Maisa cannot cause a person to a case of a Shogi Drabon. Maisa is Sifri Dal, do the Hemshik of Sifri Gimel. We'll leave it to next time, but we'll go from Sifri Dal till the end of the seminar here. Slow for that.